Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh! Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. And who might... Oh, no, it looks like he's not here today. So Alex Mitchell, the co-host of the Mo-host, as he calls himself, is not here. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen on the last episode of 2016? Well, we have a guest with us today, and you might want to introduce yourself.
This is Michael Olivier. I'm a TV writer, associate producer, written Ben 10 and other less famous things.
Yeah, you're an industry writer, I guess.
I'm an industry writer, I guess.
Giving us credibility.
Yeah. Giving you guys credibility, and weirdly, this is giving me credibility.
So, we've been friends for quite a bit.
God, yeah.
Middle school.
I'll always tell this to you. Every time for like the past 10 years I've seen you.
Yes.
Our longest standing friendship in my life.
So you're here today to fill in for Alex, even though he was supposed to be here and you were going to be our special guest. But now you're the co-host with the Mo-host.
Oh, yeah.
So that's you today.
The mohawk that I'm wearing is coincidental. Didn't even plan on that.
So we're finishing up December with our talk of toys and things like that. We are going to be taking off the final week of December, but we will be back the following week with a brand new episode. So for now, let's just get into this and let's talk about whatever the hell we're going to talk about.
Lego is here. Hey, kids, look. A whole new world to build. 'Cause Lego is here.
This young boy had such fun. He used Lego one by one. Wibbity, knack, patty, whack, don't double plane. This young boy glad Lego came.
Lego, a whole new world to build.
This young girl had such fun. She used
hotels, animals, people, boats, skyscrapers, and more. So kids, get your Lego set now at department and toy stores everywhere. Lego, the sensation of Europe, now made in America by Samsonite, who make it better for longer-lasting fun.
The Lego Group, founded in 1932 in Denmark, is world-famous for its connecting plastic bricks. The company's name comes from the Danish phrase Leggodt, which translates into English as play well. Oh, that's a very weird name for a toy, Playwell.
Actually, I think it's an okay name for a toy, an even better name for a condom.
You know, it's a good catchphrase, like...
Lego, Playwell.
But it means Playwell, so they're saying is Playwell, Playwell.
So that's what Soulja Boy has been talking about, Lego.
I've heard, whatever happened to him?
Oh, he had a beef with Lil Yachty this year.
Who the fuck is that?
Lil Yachty is an up-and-comer in the hip-hop world. He made a huge splash earlier this year in, like, June, I think. June-ish, July. Like, earlier in the year, he came out with some stuff. Worldstar was, like, putting his videos up.
What the I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah, but...
Worldstar just doesn't host videos of people getting into fights?
Like, no, they do that, too. But Worldstar Hip Hop also puts up hip-hop videos.
Oh, I don't like this.
And, no. I don't like...
That's not my... My Worldstar is people just getting punched and like...
Oh, that's still the best part of Worldstar. Yeah. That's what you come for, but sometimes you stay for the music. Sometimes you listen to the tunes.
People now yell Worldstar,
Worldstar.
When fights break out.
I've like, seen that. I've done that.
You've yelled Worldstar.
I threw a chair and then yelled Worldstar after it.
Okay, so... But
even Shia LaBeouf... Sorry, we gotta talk about Lil Yachty.
Even
Shia LaBeouf...
Shia LaBeouf has a lot of shit to say. This is the weirdest Lego episode ever.
This is, yeah.
Okay, so back to
Lego.
Back to Playwell. Well, not an influence on the name. The fact that Lego can also mean I build in Latin. Okay, so the product is legally identified as Lego. And the fandom will unfailingly quick to remind... Okay, you know what? So basically, It's named from a fucking Danish company. And if you call it Legos, you're a piece of shit, according to fans, because Lego is the plural form of Legos. So,
well, let me ask you this question, Aaron.
Yeah.
What is worse, Legos, Benihanas, or Nordstrom's?
Like, to go? Or, wait, what are you talking about?
Well, because none of those are supposed to have an S at the end of them.
Nordstrom's?
Nordstrom does not have an S at the end of
these
the word.
These are Nordstrom's products.
Oh, yeah, okay, if you're using it in the possessive. All right, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, but Benihana's.
Yeah, it's not named after a guy named Benihana.
It sounds like it is, but it, yeah, of course.
That's old Benihana. He lives down the street.
Benjamin Ernest Hanna.
Benjamin Ernest Hanna.
If
you say Legos, it's like saying espresso, okay?
If you say
Everyone knows you're from the countryside, you fucking rube.
If you say Legos, it's like saying Hitler was right.
Yeah, if you say Legos, it's like saying Hitler was right. You might as well...
So the earliest bricks were made in the 60s, and they started as a construction toy business, and they're 100% compatible with the bricks made today. So if you found Legos from the 60s and you're stupid, you could mix them with today. You know, if you found bricks from the 60s...
Why would you have to be stupid for that,
because
Aaron?
If you found
Sounds
them,
like a smart
if
idea.
If you found them in their box and they were mint,
you
could probably sell them for a lot because Lego people are insane. Not people made of Lego.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier.
Yes.
I think I should bring this up for
you
the
should.
Listeners.
You
but
should.
Guys, throughout this podcast, we're going to be using the phrase Lego people. This caused me a lot of confusion earlier. I want to clear this up for you guys. When Aaron says Lego people, he's not talking about people made of Legos.
No.
Don't get your hopes up, okay? This is a cruel, cruel joke that Aaron's playing on us. It's not fair. It's not democratic, all right? It's not representing my liberties.
I mean, I could say Lego maniacs, but that sounds weird.
Lego maniacs.
I believe that's the term of when I was in the Lego Boys Club back in the day.
Oh yeah, I remember the commercial Lego Mania.
Yeah, and
yeah,
we were Lego maniacs.
That's what that was about.
When we were in the Lego Boys Club, you get the you get the Lego Kids magazine, which is essentially a catalog trying to sell your parents shit. But you think it's a magazine that's legit. It's not. It's just saying, buy these Harry Potter Legos. So, over the decades, in addition to selling basic boxes of bricks, Lego has produced a vast array of themes. Okay, yeah. So, they've had pirates, knights, wizards.
I've had all of those motherfuckers at my house.
Anything you could think of, every type of job you can think of. They've had janitors, plumbers, construction workers.
Movies.
Movies isn't a job. I mean... It's a thing.
Yeah,
but
they've had movie sets
like they've had stereotype directors type shit.
What about the Lego Batman movie? It's coming out.
That is coming out. We'll probably
Video
talk
games.
About that in a little bit.
Video games.
So I'm just finding this out. So prior to 1999, they avoided licensed properties, which is insane to me to think of because. When I think of Lego, I think of like Batman.
Yeah, that's all I think
Star
about.
Star Wars and shit.
That's amazing. Until Hong Kong went back to Chinese control, Lego was not making license.
And when Will Smith was partying.
When DJ Jazzy Jeff's name still meant something in America.
Back before 9/11 attacked us.
Before we were bitten by the Y2K bug.
Yeah. So here are a few of the properties that they over the years that they've included. So Star Wars was like probably the first big initial one that people remember, and till this day it's like their number one selling property. But since then they've introduced Marvel stuff and Disney stuff, and it happens to all be licensed by now the same corporation.
Yeah,
Disney. So
ta-da.
So Harry Potter. I do remember those. I didn't have any Harry Potter Lego.
My brother did. He spent like a month building the castle, and then somebody knocked it over.
Was that somebody you?
No. Not.
Or did you blame it on the dog?
Not. Yes.
But I had a lot of Star Wars ones. That was like my thing, I guess. Okay, so Lord of the Rings, including The Hobbit, DC Universe, Prince of Persia, Ben 10 Alien Force.
What?
Oh!
I had nothing to do with Alien Force.
but
that's still pretty cool.
Prince of Persia.
I'm in the same league as Prince of Persia.
Speed Racer.
Woo-hoo!
Speed Racer.
If they redid Prince of Persia for eight...
SpongeBob SquarePants. Thomas the Tank Engine and The Simpsons. So those are some of the notable properties.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Yeah. Was, like, the older I get, the more I'm concerned for my parents' judgment letting me watch that terrible satanic nonsense.
Stuff of nonsense, Thomas. Stuff of nonsense. That's the Fat Conductor, or Topham Hat, as we call him out here.
Topham Hat.
Stuff of nonsense, Thomas.
Stuff of nonsense, Thomas.
Alright. So, be correct. Lego is written in all caps locks. You have to... Why did he write cap... No, it's uppercase. Uppercase! God damn it. Yeah.
You can say all caps.
That sounds...
MF Doom says all caps. Just remember all caps when you say the damn name.
To render the Lego movies, World of Lego, the film production design, they use a fucking shitload of Legos to render shit. $3,863,000, blah, blah, blah. If they did use bricks in the movie, it would be over $3 million. But it's all CG, so they didn't use any bricks.
So they CG'd 3 million bricks. That's a lot, dude. That's impressive. I'm impressed.
But
color me impressed, Batman.
In total, it was like more like 15 million. Who gives a shit?
I give a shit. First of all, how dare you? And second of all, how dare you?
So the creator of Lego, Ole Kirk Christensen, having lived through World War II, was a pacifist. It is for this reason that Lego does not make military sets. That's true, and I never realized that.
Huh.
But they do make stormtroopers who murder people.
Yeah. So, yeah, what the hell, so, Lego?
Yeah. Harry Potter murders people, too.
Harry Potter only murdered one guy.
Yeah.
On purpose.
That's murder still. Murder's murder.
Murder's murder.
Harry Potter should go to jail.
Lock him up.
And even the first gun pieces for cowboys murdered people all the goddamn time. They murdered prostitutes.
Cowboys were terrible. Horrible human beings.
So when they made the first gun prop for the cowboy, apparently there was a controversy. This is why Lego bricks initially came with bright primary colors and didn't include green or brown. It's color poop, apparently.
Or for camouflage print.
You can camouflage yourself in poo.
That's true.
You can just smear it all over yourself.
Oi, look at that. It looks like a man-sized piece of poo. Better keep going. We're looking for a man, not a piece of poo. Alright.
So, Christensen didn't want kids to make realistic military vehicles and gear out of them. So this Olay fella was all about... Yeah, he's all about peace.
Peace and Lego and soap.
Prior to the 1947, Legos were made of wood.
Wood.
Yeah, they're made of fucking wood. That sounds horrible.
Hello, little boy. You want to... Imagine trying to, like, pry apart those tiny little wood
splinters
fuckers.
Everywhere. God damn it.
Or your brother gets mad and leaves your Legos outside and they get rotten in the rain.
Yeah.
Or they burn.
I feel like all toys are made of, like, stuff that could hurt you at one point. They're all made of wood or, like, sharp tin metal.
Or, like, meth needles. Meth doesn't go through needles.
I like to inject marijuana into myself all the time.
I had 4 marijuanas, and I felt spacey. Yeah.
All right, back on track. We're talking about Duplo now, apparently.
Duplo is Lego.
So, McDonald's gave away small Lego sets and Happy Meals at one point, and kids were choking on them and dying and shit.
Good.
So, they introduced Duplo.
Just kidding. Sorry for those kids.
They introduced Duplo, which is like those big-ass ugly bricks for the wee lads and wee...
For the wee baby Seamus.
Yes. For the children, Mr. Thompson. All those.
For the children, Mr. Thompson.
So those are the...
Mr. Thompson died this year. Just a guy who lived down the street from me named Mr. Thompson.
I was like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, not a
exclusive.
Famous...
This is an exclusive.
This is... sometimes I do that. I'll just reference people that... Like, oh, that girl looks exactly like Stephanie Sasloff. And everyone's like, who the hell's Stephanie Sasloff? Oh, she went to community college.
Sasloff sounds like a type of sauce.
Yeah.
Give me some Sasloff sauce.
It sounds like something you would order at a Greek restaurant, but you wouldn't finish it.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
I'll have a plate of Dolomites and some Sasloff on the side. Not too much Sasloff. I never finish all the Sasloff.
And a Tafunction steak.
A Tafunction steak. To function.
All right.
I really can't remember that teacher's real name.
No, it was to function.
Her name was to function.
Her last name was to function.
It wasn't like Topanga or something.
No.
It was actually, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's too easy of a target. If your last
and,
name...
And there was a really rude nickname everyone gave her.
I do remember that nickname. So, very rude.
So...
Inappropriate.
Rude boys. A lot of rude boys everywhere.
Oh, come on, y'all. One nut rude boys.
Our school is infested with rude boys.
Oh, so many rude boys.
Oh, fuck. This episode's weird.
Oh, man.
Okay, so...
so back to Alex's notes about Legos.
How many individual Lego bricks, figures, and pieces have been produced over the years? How many, Michael?
How many? Let's say 8 trillion pieces.
560 billion.
Oh, well, fuck you.
So with just under 6,000 individual pieces...
So the, 16 over.
The Lego,
16 times.
The Lego version of the Taj Mahal boasts the most elements ever featured on the set.
What do you, what constitutes an element of a Lego?
I don't know.
Taj Mahal's got everything. It's got one brick Legos, one guy with his knee joints.
It's surrounded by poverty.
Surround sound.
Poverty everywhere.
You can... It's actually made by the same kids who will take your picture in front of it.
Some dude yelling "Kosh" over and over.
Kosh.
Measuring over 20 inches wide and 16 inches tall when complete, the $300 set is now retired. Why? Why do we care about Lego Taj Mahal?
I care about Lego Taj Mahal, and I would like to hear all the rest of these notes, please.
That's it. That's it about Lego Taj Mahal.
Well, fuck.
Lego Taj Mahal, okay. It's 20 inches wide, 16 inches tall. So.
Baby.
In 2012, Brick Envy sold a solid 14-karat gold Lego brick for $14 million.
What is Brick Envy?
Oh, apparently this
is Brick Envy a shell corporation owned by Dr. Evil?
No, there's this website where people trade Legos and, like, the Lego...
Dick?
They trade them, and they have, like, list special prices. Oh, by the way, it's 14,000, not 14 million. So, yeah.
14,000 what? Dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Ruples.
Chump change.
14,000 ruples.
14,000 ruple. I pay 14,000 ruple for it. You don't want it?
So.
I take back to Moscow.
So, okay. So it was. He tell me the size of the brick. I don't give a fuck about the size of the brick. Apparently it's a normal. It was a standard brick size.
Just regular 2x3 Lego brick.
The nation of minifigures would hold the record for world largest population if there were humans, of course.
Oh, wow.
In 2009, a man named... He built a full-sized house with $3.3 million. That's stupid. You can't even use that house. First minifigures were released in 78.
3.3 million bricks. Should he use 3.3 million bucks? Am I right?
Minifigs have no sex or race. Actually, they didn't have any arms or movable legs either.
I don't know about you, but my figures are having sex.
That's weird. In the 1980s, the arrival of Lego Pirates' new facial features, Evil, Good, Happy, and Grumpy, were released.
Oh, they have good pirates?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, good.
You could be a good pirate, I guess.
An honorable thief?
Most pirates, like, didn't look like Johnny Depp, and most pirates weren't white people, but...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Let's not talk about that, though. Let's not, because...
They're just, like, cartoonish thieves who dressed in rags and took your boat and made you drown, or work on their boat.
Yeah, yeah. They buried treasure on islands for some weird reason.
They're not all as cool as those kids with their computers and all the movies.
In 2003, the company released different skin colors for Lego basketball.
I like that basketball is a thing.
2003 is when they first started releasing different skin colors because of basketball Legos.
Basketball is always the fucking sport that has, like, multicultural...
You notice that?
Like, every video game, every toy.
I mean, how are you going to get a Penny Hardaway Lego without it being black?
That's true. And also, you know, when's the last time you saw a white starting lineup?
That's true. I mean, we can all be Larry Bird.
I'm not campaigning for a white starting lineup. I know exactly why there aren't any.
I mean, the Pistol Pete Lego probably wouldn't sell very well.
Well, yeah, because you shouldn't have kids playing with pistols, first of all.
Pistol Pete marriage.
Second of all, nobody remembers Pistol Pete.
They should.
That
man was a marvel.
He was amazing. Magic Johnson said Pistol Pete did stuff he couldn't do. His team traded like 7 players for him.
People loved him.
He died so ironically. Did you know that?
How did he die?
He left the NBA.
Wasn't he playing?
No, yeah.
He was playing a pickup game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he left the NBA early, like way before his prime was over, because he didn't want to like let his body deteriorate and die of a heart attack.
And he didn't want to become a has-been,
He didn't want to die of a heart attack at age 45, is exactly what he said, because he had a heart disease.
Yeah.
And so he left the NBA and he just like lived a healthy life, and he died playing basketball later anyway. Damn. Like crazy, yeah. I always thought that was...
Yeah, my brother always told me it was like a pickup game, and it was like... Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like
a pistol.
Kind of like Alan Thicke playing hockey.
Yeah,
and great he's guy. Fucking dead now. Apparently in the 80s he was a piece of shit, but then he stopped doing cocaine. So.
Pistol Pete had a bunch of tutorials on YouTube. That's how I know so much.
My brother had a VHS tape.
Yeah, that's on YouTube. I've watched that tape.
That was like his, and then he let someone borrow it, and then they never gave it back. In high school, never let people borrow things, because then they don't give them back, and that happened a lot to me. I have like a bunch of movies that I'm never going to get back, so...
I have like a third of my comic book collection is at ex-girlfriends' houses.
just go over there. And be like, hey,
I have the keys to one of them, but I just think
maybe the one across the street has some of your shit.
Nah, she doesn't.
So every year, about 19 billion Lego bricks are produced. That translates to 2.16 Lego elements molded every hour. Okay, so now we're getting down to just the facts, like bullet point facts. So
these are the facts, Jack.
There are about 62 Lego bricks for every of the world's 6 billion inhabitants. So if you disperse all the Lego
bricks...
That's
what the first number is meant, when you do the thing.
Children on the world spend 5 billion hours a year playing with Lego bricks. More than 400 million people around the world have played with Lego.
I want to know how many people have not played with Lego. Can you do the reverse math?
7 Lego sets are sold by retailers every second around the world. So, that's seven. Okay. The Lego bricks sold in 1 year around the world would circle 5 times or some shit. Let's go to internet comments. So what does the internet think? So this is the segment where we take a look at what people on the internet are saying about Lego. It is not just the imagination that is the limit. Your wallet is also a limit.
That's...
So Lego is...
oh my god, yeah.
I don't know why, again, this would have been perfect for Alex's notes. Lego is... fucking expensive. I went to Target the other day to see how much, like, the small sets, like, the, you know, like, the budget sets are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 20 fucking bucks for a budget set.
The one the size of your fist when you put it together?
Like, the size of a phone, like a 6x4. Oh, you mean the actual ones, the Lego? Yeah, Lego's complete, yeah. It's, like, the cheapest shit is, like, 20 bucks. But then you can get, like, the little plastic baggy type ones, which are more like 10 bucks, and you get, like, maybe 10 bricks in there.
All right, but... how much do I get to spend if I want a big one?
Those will run you more than like $175 to like $100 over.
Christ.
Yeah, Lego is fucking expensive.
Holy shit.
I was just like, I was looking, I was like, Jesus.
Were they always expensive?
Looking through, they've always like been pricey, but not as pricey as they've become as of recently. Some say it's because of the licensing and all that shit. But
even
normal Lego, like their normal like Ninjago lines they have now, and like
Ninjago,
the pirate stuff, and like the space stuff, that's still now expensive. Next commenter says, they may have brought joy to the world, but they also brought a curse. Stepping on a Lego brick with your bare feet.
Oh Jesus!
Okay, that's a Le Eben internet meme.
Yeah, it is.
But it's true.
Blast the meme horn.
Have you ever stepped on a Lego brick?
God, yeah.
And it's horrible, right?
It's the worst.
Why? Why does it hurt so much? I get it. Plastic, there's pointy parts to it, but I feel like it hurts worse than anything.
Well...
It sucks.
It's because it's so unexpected, and because you trusted the Lego, and it stabs you in the back of your foot
like
that.
Fucking Lego. It's fucking... The Danish did this to us.
The Danish... Danish healthcare... assigns a podiatrist to every citizen.
that's another interesting fact. If you listen, when you started this episode, we played the commercial, between the intro and
that commercial was lit.
So here's the thing: there's a line at the end of the commercial. I'm not even kidding you. So when they first introduced Lego, Samsonite are the ones who produced it in America at first.
Samsonite.
The makers of
the lady from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, Mary Samsonite. no, the luggage company actually produced them. They're the ones who made them.
This is a Samsonite collabo.
You did it. You did
the best
it.
App.
Oh man. So here's the thing. At the end of the commercial, it says Lego now made in America, which is better.
Every time, say America.
That's some harsh memeage, boy. But, oh my god. H3H3 would be proud.
Made in America. Which makes them better.
Yeah, it's
better.
Cue the best teeth in the game.
Oh my god. This is the best.
Poop
is
going around the world. We know what's happening.
Okay. Hip hop air horn app, everyone, by the way. Best thing you can do.
So yeah, it's the commercial is hilarious because it's saying how now better because made in America. It's like...
Sorry, walked right into that one.
God damn. Okay, so children deserve the best, so make it costly so they can't have it.
Yeah.
That's something we've addressed this whole month doing toy products, is that we've noticed a growing trend because of the collector's market. Toys are now fucking ridiculously expensive, and kids are now left with the shitty versions of the good toys. So a good example of this is, okay, say you went to Target. You know the Super Action figures? You know how there's the Legends ones that have tons of articulation?
Yeah.
Or the Star Wars figures with tons of articulation?
Yeah.
And those are like now $20 to $30?
Yeah.
If you want the cheap ones, have you seen the ones that their arms are just straight and they just move like up and down?
Yeah, the old my entire childhood version.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Now those are the only ones that every kid can get. Whereas now the future was supposed to be kids are supposed to have tons of cool, awesome, like posable toys. But no, only grown adults.
Rich kids have cool, awesome toys.
Yeah, rich kids do, yeah. But like, toys are now made for grown adults who put their toys like up on the wall and they don't play with them.
Like 40-year-old virgin?
Yes. Wizards.
Huh. Well, I guess they're the ones with the money for it.
In America.
Right? I mean, stupid child labor laws.
In America.
Now I can't have...
In America!
Oh, fuck. I put my phone back on silent. You're going to have to put that in post.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay.
God damn it.
You're actually bringing it back.
Put it. See? I'm silent. Oh, come on, do it a few times. You know you want.
It's ridiculous.
It's the best. Okay. This is my favorite sound effect.
Okay, so next comment.
It's the one that speaks to me most.
Lego. I've been playing it with ever since I was intelligent enough to not swallow it. Ooh. I'm 17 now.
Oh!
Almost coming up to 18.
Oh!
And I own many Lego sets.
Yeah.
3 planes, 3 large houses, 3 large cars, 4 cars, 2 caravans.
Damn, this guy sounds like a rapper.
A big city street set.
Oh, shit.
Police set.
Oh!
4 trucks. Woo! And loads of other miscellaneous sets. I love it. This guy is just... Yeah? This guy's a baller. I hope he tells girls in high school this, because he's in high school, obviously, still. Ladies, I don't...
Say it like a rapper. Say it like it's a hip-hop song.
I can't even do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I really can't. I got all the Lego sets. I bring you to my house.
Got my own place.
We play with my Star Wars set. Oh, shit. I'm making my MOCs. You're going to love this. Play some of my premium choice vines. Show you my memes. My epic memes. I got some Kermit drinking some tea for you.
I've got Pepe with some feels.
That boy in the corner.
Oh, shit. There go that boy. Oh, shit.
I hope this is how kids talk.
They don't, but I wish they did.
Oh,
kids,
man,
are obsessed with dabbing these days.
Oh, not, God damn it. I know what
not good
I know,
dabbing.
I know, the fucking...
With wax.
Everyone dabs.
Just kidding. I don't dab in either capacity.
Okay, so here's the
next
one.
I'll do the dance move.
This is old Lego. This is old Lego. And if new come, then they pull Lego mans.
Oh.
So you just,
I hate when they pull Lego mans.
You've just been introduced to a weird comment, which these always pop up all the time. I'm so glad I found one. Where nothing that's typed makes any goddamn sense, but it sounds like they had a thought. So this is old Lego, and if new come, they pull Lego mans.
Well, see, you're reading it wrong. You have to read it like this. This is old Lego. And if new come, they put it Lego mans.
That still makes no sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Could it stand Lego? The little bricks were so boring and limiting of the imagination, as far as I was concerned. People tended to only create things that they already knew about, like a house, a car, boat, planes, animals, skyscrapers, and more. Rarely did I see something original and totally new.
That's more of a critique of what other people are building than it is a critique of Lego, isn't it?
I love this guy. No one's as creative as me. Lego is stupid because no one's creative. That's like saying, I hate painting because people don't paint things I like. But no.
Monet, what's Monet really? But a bunch of paintings of some stuff some guy saw.
So.
Picasso, that's dumb. People don't even look like that. Huh?
Why isn't anyone making Tesseracts and things from other dimensions that we've never discovered? That's the only way to
make it. I want to see a Lego Plumbus.
Okay. Why does Euros get all the new sets, but us important people only get Lego Buttman?
No comment.
Europe, gold. Europe gets all of them first because it's a European company. And I'm sorry, but in America we think we should get everything first. Like, you know, we're used to getting movies first because they're made here, but when things are made in other countries, they tend to get them first because they made them.
Yeah. Even Ben 10. Ben 10.
Ben 10 on Cartoon Network.
Reboot, on Cartoon Network. It's on air right now in Europe.
Give it a watch, Ben 10.
Give it a watch, guys.
Cartoon Network.
If you're old enough to remember the first Ben 10, then you're too goddamn old to watch this one.
You know, with the is he a grandpa or an uncle?
Who?
The guy in the Hawaiian t-shirt.
Grandpa Max.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what it's like to enjoy licensed Lego themes.
Oh, you know, I identify with this a lot.
So you just played with, like, the traditional Legos, like Lego, right?
Yeah. I had, like, my parents got me, like, one themed one. It was, like, Wild West Bonanza theme or something. And then just a bunch of blocks, like a bunch of like a case of just a bunch of different colored blocks.
So you actually got to use your imagination for realsies.
Yeah, I had to use my imagination for realsies if I was going to make spaceships and stuff.
Yeah, I had Star Wars ones, but that was mainly because my brother worked at Toys R Us.
Oh, nice.
And was able to acquire them in certain ways.
Yeah, my brother got the Harry Potter Legos, and that's because he was the favorite!
He's a good kid, Joe!
Joe, you were very good boy.
Last time I saw your brother, he was stoned off his ass on the couch.
Wow, that was he has not smoked in years.
Oh, that's, shit!
That must have been a really long time ago.
He was laying on the couch going.
Sounds like him.
Okay, so.
Oh man, those were the days. So when you could just do stuff without consequences.
So. This dude is saying, here's what he likes about Lego, and here's what he hates. So he likes that Lego has the best original themes, and they have the best comparable quality. To what? I don't fucking know.
Well, it's a lot more quality than using bricks of brick.
The best quality. The best.
Top quality brick building. Better than those stupid Kinects, huh? You like feeling things with your fingertips? You're gonna be numb, you use Kinects!
And you pinch yourself on accident.
I've never pinched myself with Kinects. I've heard of that.
Shit sucks.
It's a bullet I'm glad I've dodged.
The same Star Wars... Okay, he doesn't like that the same Star Wars locations and vehicles are released every year and the prices. And that's... Yeah. So the Star Wars ones, what I found out in what little research I actually did, which was minimal, is Star Wars constantly just repackages old sets.
Oh, yeah.
And they make them more expensive. And then they include, like, now with the blue lightsaber, you dick. And the thing is, a lot of these sets are bought by middle-aged dudes who don't give them to kids, so
that's funny. That's really funny to me.
You
ask for this every year, but we just keep...
So, and then this guy wants to add, okay.
I feel bad for, like, parents who can't get it for their fucking kid. Their kid just wants the Lego. And they're like, it's $10 more this year, we can't fucking...
So, this person wants to add that they don't like the fact that there's too many licensed sets, like Star Wars, Harry Potter, SpongeBob, Simpsons, Ben 10... Ben 10, you say?
Ben 10 got a shout out. What up?
Marvel DC Cape shit, Angry Birds, Lord of the Rings.
There's an Angry Birds Lego?
Apparently.
That sounds like it would be fun.
There was a fucking Angry Birds movie.
I know, but
Angry Birds everything.
Lego is more prestigious than just getting a movie made.
Angry Birds Rubber with Gens.
Sylvester Stallone has gotten some movies made. I'm talking about his pornos.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the Italian Stallion. They show his dick for like 5 seconds.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, and he dances in a circle with his wiener showing, but
it's weird.
The Hobbit, Big Bang Theory, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They did make Big Bang Theory Lego.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The licensed shit dominates most of Lego, and the clone brands, they completely replaced the original stuff. Mega Bloks has Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Terminator, TMNT, and Barbie, and Creo has Transformers. Yeah, so even the motherfucker should have mentioned this, because this was actually an interesting fact I found out. Okay, so...
Motherfucker.
So here's the thing. You want to know why Lego doesn't sue the fuck out of all these other brands?
Why?
Because Lego ripped off a brand.
Really?
Lego is actually... I forgot the name of the who they stole from, but...
Oh, we gotta look this up, dude.
They're a ripoff of another Danish company. And that is why they can't sue anyone else, because an agreement was made saying... Like, yeah, you can produce these, but, you know, fuck you. It's like Oreos with Hydrox cookies.
Ah.
Because Oreo stole from Hydrox, and that's why they don't sue all the other fake Oreo brands.
So here's the thing. In the time it took you to explain that, I found the company they ripped off.
All right, what's the company?
First of all, fact checking. Kiddycraft. K-I-D-D-R... Yeah. No, K-I-D-D-I-C-R-A-F-T. Kiddycraft. Toy company founded in 1932 by Harry Fisher Page. Died in 1957. Looks just like Lego. Had another thing, but I forgot.
So yeah, so the Lego company stole their intellectual property. It became world famous. They didn't. Kiddycraft didn't sue or anything. But obviously, Kiddycraft no longer exists because
yeah.
Who gives a fuck? It's like Hydrox. Hydrox still does exist though. The real Oreo, but they taste like shit. So it's Oreo one on that one. But yeah, so the reason. Why everyone's like, how do they make all these bootleg Lego? It's like, technically they're not bootleg, because it's a toy that already existed prior. So, basically Lego's a giant swindler, and they walked away the winner. It's like if a con man won the world.
I like it.
So, yeah, I didn't know there was Call of Duty Mega Bloks.
Duty.
Expensive but quality. Most sets are decorative. Some are great aesthetics. Some have great functions and playability. I believe that the best are Lego trains, plus trains from Lego City and Lego Creator. Also some great collector value. So, this guy, this is probably a 30-year-old dude who's like, I'm fucking decorating shit with Lego.
Hell yeah, he is.
And he talks just like that.
He does.
Lego's everywhere. I'm putting them on the walls.
Put them up in the window so people can look in and see them.
So the bodacious blonde babes can come look at my Lego sets. I really like blonde bodacious babes. That's the kind of person who would do that.
That's the kind of person?
I don't like brunette babes. Only blonde bodacious babes. And to close this out, because it's a pretty nice comment, I guess... And once again, Merry Brickmas, everyone. I wish you a never-ending imagination flow and lots of bricks and rare pieces.
Merry Brickmas.
That sounds like you're going to take a lot of shit.
Very Brickmas.
I have lots of bricks this Christmas.
I drop a lot of brick. Pick them up.
What do you think of Lego, Michael? What's your final takeaway?
My final takeaway? Oh, God. We covered so much novel ground today.
What's your Christmas message to the listeners?
Oh, well, I always liked Lego until I became old enough to pay for things myself.
Then you were like, "Fuck that!"
And I've not looked back since. Legos were a great piece.
Lego.
God damn it! Lego was a great piece.
Of nostalgia? Again.
Of my childhood. And I don't regret giving them all away. I hope some other kid found them.
Just in like a ditch? Just like...
No, at the dump, actually. Oh,
you threw him away instead of giving him to Goodwill?
Well, I gave it to like an employee because I figure they're not going to be off work during Goodwill's hours. You know, you want to give something away, you go somewhere where people with the shittiest jobs work. Be like, give this to your kids.
If you ever had children in this upcoming dictatorship that we're about to face, would you get them Lego with your coupon that will be issued by the government?
Having kids? Nah, I'm trying to get adopted still.
But what if having
children, you can adopt adults in Japan,
will be enforced by law? Like, because,
oh,
you know, all the dark times ahead of us, this, you know.
That's weird.
You gotta have one kid because they need to buy stuff.
You gotta have a kid.
You need to buy stuff.
Oh, man.
Our country.
If I had kids, would I buy them Lego? Yeah. Would they have to, like, do the dishes for a year? Yeah. But, I know.
What a wonderful Christmas.
If I can afford to have a kid, I hope I can also afford to buy them Legos, is what I'm saying.
I mean...
But if I'm still a writer, then I'm not optimistic about that.
You could still have a kid and not afford it. I mean, just...
That's true. That's true. I've been keeping up with Shameless. I love that show.
It's a pretty good show. So this Christmas, make sure to have a kid, but not afford it.
Have a kid. Drop some bricks.
Make sure to let them come up in this new era of... darkness, because Christmas only comes but once a year.
How did we get to this?
I don't know. Listen to MF Doom.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, for as long as you can until that music is censored and we can no longer listen to it.
And then just remember all caps when you spell the damn name.
Because Bing Crosby will only be the only thing allowed. And soon all our internet will be throttled and,
Oh, no. Kanye West will be allowed.
Yeah. He'll be the official state music, and Arnold Schwarzenegger will have The Apprentice produced by our president, and, we live in interesting times, so, play with your Lego while you can, because soon they're gonna, like, cost, like, $300,000 for one set, so.
And listen up, guys. Christmas is about getting drunk with your family. And if you can't get drunk with them, then at least spend some time with them.
And maybe watch Ben 10 with
them. You should watch it. It's going to be tremendous.
And read some Joe Kelly stuff, because he's pretty cool.
And read some stuff by anyone from Man of Action. Joe Kelly, Steve Siegel, Joe Casey.
All of them.
Duncan Rouleau.
Yeah.
Man who writes and draws.
Yeah, all these people are very talented.
Nothing to do with me.
I actually look up to some of them. Yeah. So, that's interesting. And you work beside these pioneers?
I'm not working with them right now.
You know what I mean.
I did work with them.
Yeah. Lego, Merry 2016, Christmas, New Year, all that stuff. We'll be back.
We'll be back with the Anarchist Podcast.
Smell you later, I guess.
Smell you later.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Ha, ha, ha. Merry Christmas.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.
Ha ha ha! Merry Christmas! Santa Claus in Persia.
This is technically also our Christmas episode, so that's okay.
Oh, you know what? I want to redo my intro. That's how I want to come in. I want to come in saying, ha ha ha, very Christmas. You know, I've been doing that, like, all month, and nobody's caught me. Nobody has called me out. How?
Because no one... Oh, my God.
Not a single person. Well, because I do it in public, and I do it with an accent, and I just really commit.
Okay.
I go, ha ha ha. Very Christmas. Happy Christmas. People are like, oh, this charming East European man just... very Christmas.
Man, it is raining cats and dogs right now.
It's raining cats and dogs.